22 minutes past nine. Is it right to say that Britain is a Christian nation? Leading public figures have said David Cameron's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing what they call alienation and division in society. The Prime Minister wrote an article for the Anglican Times last week in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. Since then, more than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics have signed an open letter expressing their concern at the negative consequences of Mr Cameron's assertion in a country where they claim most people do not describe themselves as Christian. Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association joins us to talk more about this. Now, morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Is Britain not a Christian country, then?
No, I don't think it is a Christian country. Most people in Britain are not believing, practising Christians. If you ask people in Britain if they have a religion, yes or no, and if so, what it is, then only 43% of people say Christian. And I think we now live in a society where there are people with a whole range of different non-religious and religious beliefs. So, no, I don't think it'd be right to describe
I'm just interested in your figures there, because according to the ONS, 59.3% of the population described themselves as Christian in the 2011 census.
Yes, that's right. The census asks a question that radically inflates the number of people describing themselves as religious. So the census asks the question, what is your religion? Which doesn't take long to realise is a very leading and closed question.
Well, you have no religion as an option, and it was also an optional question.
Every single demographer and academic statistician who's ever studied the census and the ONS themselves will say that what the census measures is cultural affiliation with a religious identity. If you want to measure religious identity, you ask a two-part question. You say, do you feel that you belong to a religion, yes or no? And if so, which is it? And when that's asked by more accurate surveys, like, for example, the British Social Attitude Survey, then you get 43% of Christians. But if you do want to use the census, then I can point out that even with that inflated question, in 2001, it was 72%. In 2011, it was 59%. That means that if that trend continues, and there's no reason to think it won't, then by 2018, Christians will be in a 49% minority. So even if the argument that you're putting were true, then we'd only be a Christian country for another 4 years. So I don't think it's that interesting as a point anyway.
OK, so why have you taken offence to David Cameron's comment?
No one on the signatory to the letter took offence. What they took was an opportunity to counter a point that the Prime Minister made, which was firstly that this was a Christian country, which the signatories on the letter and a lot of other people believe is not the case. And secondly, that what the Prime Minister said afterwards, namely that he wanted to reinfuse our politics with Christianity, that he wanted to build up the involvement of Christian organisations in our state and in public services, that those things are damaging trends that most people don't support, and that in the long run, in a diverse society, would be very alienating and exclusive.
So if Britain isn't a Christian country, how would you define it?
Well, I think Britain is a very diverse country. It's a plural country. It's a country where people have a range of different beliefs, different ways of living. I also think that on the whole, it's a very liberal and a tolerant country. I hope that it's a democratic and a free and an open country. And I think that those are values that people with non-religious or religious beliefs can get behind and which can actually unite us. And I think that's what's important, is to recognise that we are a country of people of all sorts of different opinions, and that if we're going to build a shared national identity, a shared British identity, then we need not to focus on just one image of Britain, a very sort of old-fashioned image of Britain as a Christian country.
Well, but you say that, Andrew.
Yeah.
You say that, but couldn't you argue that many of those things you've just listed are Christian values as well?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying. They're shared values. Many Christians.
So what's wrong with being a Christian society?
Well, I think that's a rather roundabout question. I mean, the point that I'm making is that there are a number of shared values that Christians, Jews, Muslims, humanists, people of all sorts of different beliefs can get behind and can share. Well, that makes them shared values. It may make them values held by Christians, but it also makes them values held by, you know, Jews, Muslims, non-religious people. So in the sense that they're values held by Christians, you could describe them as Christian values, but I don't think it makes sense to do so because they're not exclusively Christian values. And so why try to claim them for one particular religion? Why not acknowledge them for what they are? They're the values of a large number of people in society on the basis of which we can build a shared identity.
Do you feel that one point that is perhaps an undercurrent in the Prime Minister's comments here is that lots of the past has been shaped by Christian values, and that means lots of our legal system has been shaped by Christian values, which again may be shared, I accept that. Is that a fair summary of where we are today?
Our legal system is mostly not shaped by Christian values. For example, much of it comes from Anglo-Saxon legal norms, which are pre-Christian. Much of it comes from Enlightenment post-Christian secular thought of the 18th and 19th century. I mean, you're right to point out that another possible way of claiming that Britain is a Christian country is to look to the past and build a sort of heritage argument for Christianity. But even that is not so simple. Many pre-Christian forces, like the ones I've just mentioned, many non-Christian forces, and many post-Christian forces in the last couple of hundred years have shaped our society for the better. Now, Christianity has contributed something to our society, of course, just as all different systems of thought that have played themselves out in Britain have done. But it's by no means the only factor in our history. And even if it were, you know, we need to look to the future, not just to the past, when we're thinking about what sort of country we want to be now.
Will an open letter really achieve anything?
Well, the purpose of an open letter is twofold, really. On the one hand, obviously, it's trying to gain publicity for an alternative point of view, and I think it's achieved that. You know, for many years now, more frequently, church leaders and some politicians have been making these Christian country claims, and I think it's about time that people heard an alternative, so I hope that it's achieved that. And secondly, hopefully, people in government, including hopefully the Prime Minister, will listen, and maybe they'll think again about whether to describe our country as a Christian one and to try and increase the role and influence of Christian organisations in our state and in our public life is appropriate, given the sort of society that we actually live in. So who knows? But it's worth having a go.
Lovely to talk to you this morning. Thanks
you
very
too.
Much for
Thanks.
Coming on. Have a good day. Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association. There'll be more...